And I encourage you to take your Bible and open your Bible in the magnificent chapter 12 of the book of Revelation. And we are on the 3.5 year period of that wonderful section of the tribulation. And today I'd like to study with you verses 5 and 6. And later on in our next study, God's willing, we're going to study something that happened in heaven. It happened, according to verse 7, a war in heaven between Michael and his angels that fought against Satan. And we're going to deal with that extensively on the coming Sunday, God's willing. But I want to prepare you for what is happened, the personage that the Bible talks about. In verse 1, in Revelation 12, we have a woman clothed with the sun. And that was the lesson. In verse 3, it talks about another wonder, a red dragon that we know was Satan. And now I want to read for you verse 5 and verse 6 tonight and reason together in these verses. As you know, these study on chapter 12 are the heart of diverse theology. And how people takes one area, this is Israel, or this is this, and this is the other. I only want to compare scripture and tell you what the scripture tell who they are. Verse 5, and she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years of the last period of the tribulation. Now I want to reason with you verse 5 first and then verse 6 later. Now, as a result of the travail that happened, the sun clothed women, remember verse 1, the sun clothed women, brought forth a man child, said verse 5. Who was to rule the entire nations of the world with the rod of iron. There can be no question as to who is meant by the man-child, and in my estimation is Christ. Now, I copied the text to compare over there in the scripture. Otherwise, you can look in Psalm chapter 2, verse 7 to 9, but I copied that on the paper that I give to you on page 82. Here is what Psalm 2 says in verse 7. I will declare the decree. This is God speaking. I want you to get used to these terms and theology. One is the will of God. Another is the decree of God. What's the difference? As you read the scripture, when God will, he condition. When he decree, there is no condition. Done. No question about it. All right? Here it is. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, said the scripture, thou art my son. So here is the moment that for those who deal with Trinity, there is a moment I was asked when God became a Trinity. Well, it became in Genesis 1, 26, 27. But here is the moment that God explained a little bit of the Trinity. He, the Father, declared that the next personhood that he is going to develop is a son. So God decreed, he said, thou art my son. All right? And this day have I begotten thee. In other words, it looks like Jesus never was from the beginning, but is God is speaking at the moment that the decree is established. As of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Here is the rod of iron that of Revelation. And thou shalt dash them in places like a potter vessel. And so God has decreed, that his son is going to operate in this world, and that his ruling is going to be so strong and so magnificent that it's like a rod of iron, nobody can break it. Now that people takes from there and they make all kinds of interpretation, and they talk about millennium and so on. Now, I read an extensive commentary from the University of Oxford. The commentary deals with this, saying this child is a picture of the church. But I make a note here in my paper saying that the man-child cannot be the church, as some claim, because the man-child is caught up to the Father's throne where he is now seated. As you know this, verse 5 in Revelation chapter 12, verse 5, said, and brought a man-child and was to rule the nation with a rod of iron. Then verse 6 said, and her child was caught up unto God. Now, when that happened? Well, it happened in two reference Bible references. One I don't have it here, but I'm going to look on it. Is on the book of Acts in chapter 1. This is when you see the action of Jesus going into heaven. Acts chapter 1. And you will see this action in verse 9, 10, and 11 in the book of Acts. It's very important. Now remember, Revelation said that man-child, that prophecy of the man-child, he will be caught up in heaven. Mainly, there are two views on these. One is the child is Israel, or the child is the church, and is temporarily out of business, but the child is Christ. Look at, here is verse 9 in Revelation 1. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out in their sight. You see that? He was caught up. Jesus, a cloud came down, went under his feet, and picked up Jesus up. Just exactly as Revelation said, the man-child is going to be. Verse 10, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, two angels, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Now, the Bible also verifies where he is. You have to go to the book of Hebrews. There are two or three places, but in my paper, I mentioned you the book of Hebrews in chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. So, the book of Revelation in 12:6 says, that this man-child from the women is going to rule the nations with the iron, but they give us a clue who is it. He says it's going to be caught up into heaven. Now we know that Jesus was caught up into heaven. Is he there? Well, now look at here. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Now here comes the information. Who, being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty in high. And so that's what Jesus is. Jesus was on earth, resurrected. He was caught up into heaven. It was not nobody pushed him up. Nobody took a plane and we lost Jesus. He was caught up exactly as Revelation said, the same language, the same event. So this Revelation chapter 12, in verse 6, then, doesn't mean that the church was caught up into heaven and they make quotations on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. No, this passage is talking about that man-child that now is in heaven. Now, so verse 5 reveals to me that it was a decree, all right? That man-child is not the church, is not Israel, is Jesus Christ himself. That's what it is. Now, once you make that understanding, look in verse 6 on Revelation 12. And the woman said, fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her, said the scripture, 3,260 days. That means 3.5 years, which indicate the tribulation. Now, between these verses, the gap between the 6 and the 7 weeks of Daniel's is found. If you read Daniel, there is 70 weeks, the 69 and the 70 are there, and there is a gap between, all right? Now, Revelations 12:5, the verse describes the birth of Christ and his ascension, all right? She brought forth a man-child, said verse 5, and then verse 6 said it was caught up into heaven. So that is what that revelation was done. Now, verse 6 here is evidence that the sun-clothed woman is not the Virgin Mary. Now, here's where the Catholic Church comes into the picture. It said that here's the Virgin Mary who was cut up, and now she is interceding and waiting in the wilderness. No, she is not the Virgin Mary, for she does not flee into Egypt. See, remember when Jesus was born? Now, what is the context of the paragraph? The context is Jesus is born, Jesus goes to heaven. Now, the next verse is an explanation. And people say, well, that had nothing to do with Jesus, had to do with the Virgin Mary. No, sir, it had to be, God is consistent when he speaks, and it has to be consistent with the paragraph. And so, where the Virgin Mary went, well, let's look on it. Matthew chapter 2. If you go to Matthew chapter 2, you will know where the Virgin Mary went when she was in trouble, all right? Matthew chapter 2 and verse 12 to 15. Here is what the Bible says. This is God speaking to the Virgin Mary. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, not into the wilderness and the mountain, like Revelation said, into Egypt, a specific nation, a different approach. And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. And so the Virgin Mary had nothing to do with the event of verse 6, because the Virgin Mary, yes, she took Jesus, but she took Jesus not into the wilderness past Bernea. That's the wilderness. When you talk in the Bible, is Bernea to Egypt. She crossed the wilderness and went into Egypt itself. Neither does she flee with her child, for it was taken away from her and caught up to the throne of God. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 6, she is not, they said she took the child, but the woman is, the child is not with her when she flee. The child was caught up with God. You know, I read again, Revelation 12:5, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule the nation, all the nations, with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up into God and to the throne in heaven. But now look at verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness. Not the woman and the child. So this is not a reference to Mary, because when Mary fled to Egypt, was she and the child. But here is not the child. So you have to read every letter, every comma, every verb, every tangent in order to understand when somebody presents a document. Somebody told me when I was in seminary, I have old people teaching me. They were 70, all right? And these old pastors, they told me a judge is like a pastor is like a judge. You have to discern what that said, what they said, and what specifically the nature of the vocabulary. So we have great studies in the vocabulary, 6 years in the vocabulary, so that we understand the conjunctions and the verbs and how these work together. And so my eyes always caught what is before and what is after and what is talking. And so I have to say, neither does she flee with her child, for it was taken away from her and caught into the throne of God. Neither does she flee for her child protection here in Revelation, but for her own safety. All right? If you see Revelation 12:6, the Bible said, and the women fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God. In other words, what the Bible is talking about is not the protection of the child now. He's talking about the protection of her. All right. Now, the fact is this. Between the fifth and sixth verses of this chapter is the present church period. Let me show it to you in Matthew chapter 12. What that wilderness is the present church period. Matthew chapter 12. Here is what Jesus is saying. He's talking about the unpardonable sin, but in the context of the unpardonable sin, he's given us a clue where the believers are now and where the believers were before. I read it slowly and you will see it. Matthew 12, verse 25. And Jesus, verse 25 in Matthew 12, knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Jesus was accused that he was Satan, and he was doing these miracles by Satan power. Then Jesus analyzed in verse 26, and if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? In other words, if I'm Satan and I cast demons out, I'm going against myself. Now, look at verse 27. And if by Beelzebub, the Arab name of Satan, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one, here's the key, verse 29, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he's first bind the strong man and then spoil the house? And so what Jesus is saying is, salvation is, this world is in the hands of Satan, and I go into the kingdom of Satan, and I bring people out of the kingdom and place into the wilderness a picture of the place of God. That's what it is. And so verse 6 is saying, now the son is safe. He was born and he went to heaven. Now what happened to the children of that son, you and I, spiritual children? What happened to them? Well, we are at the mercy of Satan? No, he took us from the kingdom of Satan, from the place of being lost. He took us from there and placed us into his kingdom, the wilderness, to be awaiting for his return. And so I think that is, I'm convinced that it's not talking about Mary in this. I'm convinced it's not talking about Israel protected and then later on coming out. And the reason why I believe it's not talking about Israel protection is found in John Gospel chapter 1 and verse 11. Keep that in mind all the time when you read about Israel in the time in which we live. In the John Gospel, chapter 1, and in verse 11, the Bible reveals why Jesus came. Until that time, remember, there was no New Testament, there was no cross, and there was no church. All right? So we are behind the cross. And look at what he says. He came unto his own. That's the children of Abraham. But what the Bible said, and his own received him not. Did Jesus fail? No, look at verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, or the children of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but the will of God. In other words, God have done this in a marvelous way. He came to Israel. Israel rejected. Does God fail? No. He expanded his kingdom, as in Isaiah 28 and Isaiah 56 said. He expanded his kingdom to another language. And now you and I, who are not Israelite by birth, are talking about God and enjoying the kingdom of God in a marvelous way because the Jewish people rejected him. And so now God expanded his church and make us all one. As well explained in Galatians. If you go to, I'm sorry, I don't put those papers over there because I knew I was going to learn more after I preach it. In Galatians chapter 3, in verse 28 and 29, God revealed what I'm just telling you by mouth. He said, there is neither Jew, Galatians 3, 28, there is neither Jew, no Greek, there is neither bond, no free, there is neither male, no female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And now he explained farther in verse 29. And if ye be Christ, in other words, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. What a secret for the prophets of the Old Testament, that you and I are Abraham's seed. He said, wait a minute, me, a Jew? Yeah, but spiritual. You are Abraham's seed. And heirs according to the promise. Well, that the Jew do not accept that. You, a Gentile, heir of the kingdom of God that belonged to me. Well, fellows, you rejected him. God expanded. So that's now verse 6 in Revelation chapter 12. He said, and then God got the women, the church, the bride of Christ, got the women and separated until the time that he bring an end. And so Revelation 12, 5 and 6 is talking about the man-child and his church. The man-child was born. The man-child went to heaven. What about his children? They are protected by God until the time of his calling. Now, between these, the next study is dynamic because it's a war in heaven. And I don't want to mix that study with this one so it's clear in your mind. God is saying to John, here is the scenario in a nutshell. The child is, which I decree, going to be with a rod of iron in the nations. And the people said, that's on the millennium, Christ Jesus. Now is Christ. See, this book is the rod of iron. You cannot bend this book or change this book. If you, imagine if you go to court and you say to the judge, well, no, I don't like what the law said. It should be said in this way. No, sir, the law said this, and that's final. Well, that's what it is. This is final. All right, this is fine. And so you have it. It's the rod of iron. There is no way on it. The child is in heaven. And what happened to us? We are secure until that day where God praises us. Now, it makes me more sense than anything else that I read. And believe me, I spend time reading to be sure that I'm not stupid and I'm not teaching you something out of place. But it is I thank God in my time, our seminary did not have music. My seminary did not have too much history, so on. But my seminary have language. I thank God they taught me how to read. And when you learn how to read the original languages, then you learn how to put things together. I enjoyed the other day. I went home smiling. And I have, the seminary required that I have some classes with Pastor Tomlinson to train him. And I give him an assignment. You will hear it in the preaching. And he brings me the whole chapter 17 with all translations and so on. And remind me my days. You know, you brought to me memories of 35 years ago when I worked hard and getting all these verses all together. We were structuring the verse. I gave him 5 questions to answer to me. And so he started with the original and started with the other. And it's hard. It's a hard work. But once you understand the structure of the sentence, you're never wrong. I think you're going to be super blessed. I bring my computer to my vacation so I can listen to his preaching on Revelation chapter 17. Pardon me? John 17. I'm even confused now. All right. Here is what happened. And this is the key. You read, I'm going to read it again, Revelation 12, 5 and 6, so, and then I tell you. Say, as she brought for a man child, Jesus, that's me, I put it, who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, the word of God. And the child was caught up unto God, his ascension, Acts chapter 1, to his throne. Verse 12, and the women, the children, that women represent, fled into the wilderness. The wilderness, the place of God. We live in a wilderness, but this is the wilderness of God, according to Matthew 12. He is taking people from the kingdom of Satan and place it into the kingdom of God, where she have a place prepared for God. You remember John 14? He said, we have a place prepared for God. May God bless us and the understanding that we never alone facing Satan. Never alone. You face difficulties. He is like a monster trying to, bend you. But if you submit to God and you understand what God's doing in your life, and you understand what you are doing, wrong or right, and you confess to God your sins, your faults, you say, God, I'm wrong here and there. God protects you. God doesn't expect perfection, but expect honesty from the heart. And when you become honest, God put that boundary on you. And you are there in that wilderness. Now, Satan is not happy. And so he's bringing a war in heaven. And we're going to understand God's will in that on the next Sunday. All right? Looks like a novel. Come again or turn again and you will see it. But I want to bring one piece at a time so that we enjoy it. Thank you, Father, that you never left us alone. Thank you, Father, that the Son was born and the Son went up to heaven. Thank you, Lord, that you did it all. And we are just looking and seeing what you have done. Thank you, Lord, that we are protected with you. And thank you that this marvelous church of yours, Jews and Gentiles together, are forever in your hand till you come again. Thank you, Lord. Give us a good week. Bless us with understanding of our own life, understanding of other people. Help us to motivate our life by that beautiful love of Christ, who loved us when we were yet sinners. Help us to love others and to have patience with others. Lord, cause us to have patience even with ourselves. Sometimes things are not coming up as quickly as we think in our life, but help us to wait on you. Like we do for the building of this church. In Jesus, we thank you. Amen. God bless you and give you a remarkable week. We see you on Sunday. We have a new reader of the Bible on Sunday. All right? Darlene Laurel.
Wednesday.